Darim Perek Aleph Mishneh Dalet. Ha'omer Korban Oila Mincha Chatos Toida Shlamit She'eini Oicholach Asur. Somebody who says, I will not eat from your food, and it is asur on me like a Korban Oila Mincha Chatos Toida and Shlamit, it is asur, and you cannot eat from his food. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda said the netter is not chal, as we saw in the previous mission. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum, since you didn't use a chaf, here too, since you didn't say kick korban, the netter is not chal. And the reason is, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since you didn't say kick korban, it is mashma that you are making a shvua, not a netter. You are making a shvua b'chaye ha-korban, in the life of the korban. And as a shvua, also it is not chal, since you didn't use the term shvua. Ha-korban ka-korban, korban she'oicholach, asur. If you say that what I eat from you should be asur on me like a korban, and you say either ha korban or ka korban or korban without a chaf or a hay, that netter is chal. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda would argue, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you say korban without a chaf, the netter is not chal. La korban la oicholach, Rabbi Meir oicholach. If you say la korban la oicholach, according to Rabbi Meir, this netter is chal, as Rabbi Meir understands that you mean to say la korban yehay. What you have should be asur on me like a korban. Lefichach lo ochalach. Therefore, I will not eat from you. So therefore, this is a netter. Ha'omer lechaveru koinein piya medaber imach. Yadi oise imach. Raglai mahalchois imach. Asur. Somebody who says to his friend, my mouth that speaks to you, or my hand that does work for you, or my feet that walk for you, should be asur like a korban. Now, koinein, as we saw in Mishnah Beis, is slang for a korban, then this netter is chal, and it is asur, even though we have a klal, you cannot make a netter on a davar she'ein bo mamish, you can't asur something that is intangible. Here you are not asuring the words that come out of your mouth, or the actual walking, or the work that you do. Instead, you are asuring your mouth, hands, or feet. This is tangible. On that, you can make a netter. Masechet Nedarim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ve'elu mutar. The following Nedarim are mutar, they are not chal. Chulin she'oicholach. Somebody who says that what I eat from you, in other words, the food in your possession, should be asur on me like chulin. Now, even though chulin is not asur at all, so of course, this is not a netter. The reason why the Mishnah starts off with chulin she'oicholach is to tell you, just like if somebody makes a netter, chulin she'oicholach, that is not a netter at all. And of course, you would not have to go to a chacham to be matur, your netter. So too, all of the nedarim that we will mention are not nedarim at all. There is no need to go to a chacham. Kibasar chaver, somebody who says the food in your possession should be asur on me, like pig meat, ka'avodah zar, should be asur like avodah zar. Ki oros levavin, like the skin above the heart of an animal. Meaning in those days, the goyim had a minhag to cut out the heart of an animal while the animal was alive and to bring it to avodah zar. This is called tikroibes. Avodah Zarah, something that is brought to the korban of Avodah Zarah, is asur ba'anah, kanaveleis, katreifeis, kashkotzim, kiramotim. Or if he said, your food should be asur on me, like neveleis, treifeis, skotzim, or remotim, kechalas, aron, uketrumaso, mutter. Or if he said, your food should be asur on me, like chala of aron, meaning the chala that is given to a coin, or like the truma that is given to a coin, and all these nedarim are not chal, and they are mutter. Now the reason is that we have a klal, we learn out from a pasuk, that a person can only make a netter on something that it itself is usher the netter. For example, if somebody said this should be usher on me like a korban, since a korban itself is brought out of the netter, somebody mocks the korban and then brings it from his bath, that is a netter. So therefore, if you say this should be usher like a korban, that is called being mocks the davar hanutter. You are making this usher just like that itself is also asur ayyadei neder. But all the things that are mentioned in this Mishnah are not asur ayyadei neder. They are asur memela, the Torah asur it. So therefore, if you are matzvis, the dabar ha'isr, that you try to make this asur, just like that is also asur, since it is a dabar ha'asur, something which is memela asur, not a dabar ha'nutter, not something that became asur ayyadei neder, the neder is not kal. The second Nedarim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, the Elu Mutar, the following Nedarim are Mutar, they are not Chal. Chulin She'oicholach. If somebody says to his friend, what I eat from you, meaning the food in your possession, should be asur on me like Chulin. Now, even though Chulin is Mutar, so what kind of netter is it? The Mishnah starts off with this netter to show us that just like the neder of Chulin Sha'echola is no neder at all, and you do not even have to go to a Chachas B'Matrit, so too the following nedarim are not nedarim at all, and there is no need to go to a Chacham. Kibbutzer Chazir, if he said the food in your possession should be asur on me like pig meat, ka'avodah zar should be asur on me like avodah zar, ka'oros levuvit should be asur on me like the hide above the heart of an animal, as there was a minute for the goyim to cut out the heart of an animal while it was still alive and to bring it to its avodah zarah as a korban. Now this is called to kreves avodah zarah, and this is asur b'ana, ka'nevelois, ka'trefois, ka'shkotzim, karamasim, kechalas aron, ukitrumaso, mutum. Or if he said the food in your possession should be asur on me like nevelois, trefois, shkotzim, ramasim, or like chalas aron, meaning the challah that is given to a kohen, or like the truma that is given to a kohen, all of these nedarim are mutum. Now the reason why they are mutum is because we have a klal, and we learn out from a pasuk that a neder can only be called on a davar hanadar, meaning you have to be machdis on a davar hanadar. You have to say this should be asur on me just like something else which is asur mikoach a neder. For example, you say this should be asur on me like a korban. As a korban is brought a day neder, that which somebody is machdis or korban is called a neder. So therefore, here where all of these things mentioned over here are a davar ha'asur, not a davar hanadar, these things did not become asur a day neder. The Torah answers them, and you cannot be machdis on a davar asur. You can't make a neder that it should be chal, just like something else that is asur. So therefore, all these nedarim are not chal. Ha'aymer le'ishto, harei at olai ki'ima. Somebody who says to his wife that you should be asur on me like my mother. Now this neder is not chal at all, and since his mother is asur on him in a Torah, not mikoach a neder, but the rabbanim were machmer in this neder because Amei Arasim would oftentimes make a neder like this, and they do not know the difference between a davar asur and a davar hanadar. And if we say that this is mutter, they will think a davar hanadar is also mutter. So therefore, the rabbanim were machmer and said that the neder is chal. Paischem lo pesach mimakom acher shelo yako roisho lekach. He goes to a chacham, and the chacham opens for him an entrance from another place in order that he will not lighten his head with these type of nedarim. In other words, he goes to a chacham, and there's two ways for a chacham to be matir a neder. Either the chacham asks him if he regrets ever making the neder, that's called charata, or he can be paischem lo pesach, which means that he says, if it had occurred to you that such and such would have been a consequence of your neder, would you have made the neder? That's called paischem lo pesach mimakom acher. That is a more chumra way of being matir a neder. Therefore, over here, since we are afraid that many Amoratim make nedarim such as these, and we do not want him to make these type of nedarim, we are machmer on him that the chacham would only be matir by paischem lo pesach. Koinem she'eni yashen, she'eni medaber, she'eni mahalach. Somebody who makes the neder offering his sleeping, walking, and talking on him like a korban, as koinem means a korban, or ha'oimer li'ishto koinem she'eni mishamshe, or somebody who says to his wife that I am offering the tashmish like a korban, hareze b'lo yochol zvar. All these cases are asur, and if you do not keep your neder, you are over on lo yochol zvar, which is the issur for somebody who is over on a neder. Now, even though we have said before that nedarim is not chal on a davar shein bo mamish, you can't offer something that is intangible with a neder, that is only on a Torah level. But midrabanan, you could offer something that is intangible. Now, even though you are mechuyev to have tachas with your wife, that the Torah says, Shera psusa v'ainasa lo yigara, and ona is referring to tashmas. So how could you offer on your wife tashmas, which is due to her mina Torah? The answer is that here you do not offer the tashmas on your wife. Instead, you offer the hanas tashmas on yourself, and since you are offering the tashmish only on yourself, that you can offer with the neder. Shvua she'eni yashen she'eni medaber she'eni mahalech asur. If you make a shvua that you will not sleep, talk, or walk, that is asur, as a shvua is chal on a davar she'en bo mamish min haTorah.